We suffer today still, for almost 2,000 years, the consequences of the destruction of the Second Temple. Every Tisha B'Av we mourn for the temple as if, God forbid, we are mourning for our own. We literally sit on Tisha B'Av Shiva, national Shiva, as mourners. We sit in low stools, we don't greet each other, and we act literally as if, Rahman al-Islam, God forbid, we are sitting Shiva. And what are we mourning for? Who are we mourning for? As we all know, we are mourning for the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, which has not yet been rebuilt. And I think all of us know, why is it that the Second Temple was destroyed? I think we all know the following Talmudic piece that I'm going to share, but there's a particular nuance and insight and textual piece as part of the source, which I think sheds light on the entire situation and explains to us how we go about rectifying the destruction of the temple that we are still suffering its consequences. And says the Talmud in Masechet Yoma, page 9b, Daftet Amud Bet, the following very famous statement, Mikdash Sheni, regarding the Second Temple. Why is it that it was destroyed? Shehayu oskim b'Torah, people learned Torah, they were Torah scholars. Uve mitzvot, and they fulfilled and kept the Torah and the mitzvot. Ugmilut chasadim, and they were people of kindness. They practiced loving kindness. Mipnei macharev, so why was it destroyed? They had the big three, Torah, mitzvot, loving kindness. Why was the temple destroyed? And unbelievably, says the Talmud, Mipnei shehaita bo sinat chinam, because people acted with causeless, baseless hatred. People did not like each other. They didn't treat each other well. Causeless hate. Now I ask you, I could never understand this. Two things about the source which boggle the mind. How is it that the very same people who we say about them, new Torah, new mitzvot, fulfilled mitzvot, and loved other people, acted with loving kindness, how can they at the same time have hated these people? I don't understand. Can you be a person of chesed who does kindness to people and at the same time be blamed for the following, be accused of the following sin? Sinat chinam, to causelessly, baselessly hate people. How do I hate another person that at the same time I'm acting with kindness towards? Question number one. Question number two, what is baseless hatred? I have never in my life met another person who hates somebody else for no reason. Why do I hate that other person? I'm a baseless hater. I just dislike people. Why did they do something? No. I'm one of those people who just hates people. And in fact, the whole temple was destroyed because of me, because I'm a baseless hater. I've never met a baseless hater in my life. If people dislike other people, they have very good reasons in their mind for why they dislike them. So two questions we need to clarify, which to my mind go to the essence of the malaise and the challenge in our generation, the spiritual point around which so much revolves, in order to understand the destruction of the temple and be able to have it rebuilt, please God, in our days. Question number one, how can you love people at the same time act with hatred towards them? The answer is as follows, and it is historically accurate according to the book of Josephus. You see, the people that people were kind towards were not the same people that they baselessly hated. You see, at that time, people were very good to the people who were part of their ideological group, part of their particular grouping of Jews, part of their ideology, their community. And if you were part of my group, you looked like me, spoke like me, i.e. you did not threaten me. Boy, oh boy, did I act with love towards you. However, if you were not part of my ideological group, if you threatened me and your views threatened me, you were persona non grata. In fact, we find so many groups, as Josephus, as we know the sages talk about at the time. There were the Prushim, the Tzidukim, the Essiim, the Kanoim. There were all types of groups of people at the time. And if you were part of that fraternity, you were treated with unbelievable respect. There would be a gemach for you. They would look out for you. You would be unbelievably well treated. Learned Torah, kept mitzvot, and of course, acted with kindness. But if you were different from my grouping and you threatened me and were not part of my social group, we didn't associate ourselves with you, and we in fact hated you for that difference. Unbelievable. Josephus describes literally while the Romans were still destroying the temple, while the temple was burning, inflamed, the Jews were still fighting amongst each other over who was to blame. You to blame, I'm to blame. You know, I almost say if it was a Monty Python skit, the Romans would be standing saying, Jews, we don't care who is to blame. It's irrelevant who thinks who's to blame. The temple is being destroyed because of the discord and disunity amongst you. Such a profound lesson for today. We sometimes are so good and kind to those who are close to us. Our children play beautifully with them. We're not threatened by them. We can open ourselves up to them. But we so often don't know how to treat the other groups. And you know the person who makes this point so clearly, once again, the great Netziv Volozhin says something here that would be difficult to say, the great Rosh Hashiva, had he not written it in that most important introduction to the book of Bereshit. He says the following difficult words about the generation of the second temple, about which the temple was destroyed. Says the Netziv as follows, Shehayu tzadikim v'chasidim, they were righteous and pious, absolutely. Va'amalei Torah and study Torah. Ach lo hayu yesharim b'halichot olamim, but they were not straight in the way they dealt with other peoples, with loving kindness, with dealing with discord, with knowing how to differentiate between a person's views and who they are as a person. Im kein mipnei sinat chinam, they died because of sinat chinam, causeless hatred. Im kein mipnei sinat chinam shebelibam, because of the causeless hatred in their heart. Ze et ze. Because of their hatred, the temple was destroyed. And listen to what he says. Chashdu et mi she ra'u she noheg shelo kedatam. Says explicitly the Nasiv, every person who did not behave like them, they suspected of being not appropriate, of being outside of the fold, that their views were not Torah views. Shehu tziduki v'apikoros, every second person who disagreed with them was an apikoros, was delegitimized very, very easily. And therefore the Netziv says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino sovel tzadikim ka'ele, hard to say these words, God does not tolerate such tzadikim. Because to be a tzaddik and a chassid, but not to love other human beings, not to know that you never judge the other individual purely based on their ideological beliefs, is a foundational point. And incredibly, I think this has such an important message for us today. You know, the Rambam says, Maimonides says, quoting a midrash, he says in Hilchot Ta'anit, in the Mishneh Torah, quoting an important midrash, you know, why is it that we are still fasting today for the destruction of the temple? We still fast. We fast on the 17th of Tammuz, the day that the wall was breached. We fast on the 10th of Tevet, the day that the siege began in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. We fast in Tisha B'Av. There's so much fasting. But you see, the challenge is that to fast for something implies teshuvah. To fast, the principle, the Gris Soloveitchik explains a most important idea about fasting. He says, whenever there is fasting, it implies teshuvah, repentance. If ever we are to fast, it is because we feel that something is wrong. We fast in Yom Kippur because we want to rectify something. There's fasting in Tisha B'Av and the 17th of Tammuz, etc., because of certain sins that we believe were the cause of the Second Temple. The question is, we didn't sin, they sinned. I can understand mourning for the temple, that's mourning for the consequences. But why am I fasting, i.e. doing teshuvah, trying to rectify myself for sins that they did 1900 years ago? And says the Rambam, which you can learn from the text, and it's based on a midrash, as follows. The midrash says, V'chol dor she'eino bana, in every generation that the temple has not been rebuilt, ki'ilu bo charev, it is as if it has been destroyed. I.e., if there is no temple here today, it's because we are, Rahman l'Islam, perpetuating the behavior of those who caused the destruction. And therefore, the great calling of the hour, especially as we approach Tisha B'Av, the Yamim Noraim, etc., is to understand that speaking Lashon Hara or not speaking Lashon Hara, of course, is something which is important to do. But the specific work of Tisha B'Av to bring about the rebuilding of the temple and all our spiritual aspirations is not only general Lashon Hara against other people. It is specifically about hating and disliking those who are different from us, other ideological groupings within the Jewish people who we very quick to judge and say they're not part of the fold and their views are threatening and we dislike them and discount them and suspect them of everything inappropriate. We have to be very, very careful not only how we treat our own grouping and those similar to ideology, but specifically those who are different, to vehemently disagree with the views, but to love the individual, never to be smitten with sinat chinam, to have chesed which extends to all of those. And I want to end and say the second question we asked, the answer. I asked the question, how is it that we say that the temple was destroyed because of sinat chinam, causeless hatred? Whoever hates somebody without a cause? And the answer, I believe, is the following. Of course, everybody had a good reason in their own mind to hate other people. But it was a baseless reason to delegitimize them as a person. Yes, you can dislike their views, but to discredit them and delegitimize them as a person because of their views is absolutely baseless. How often in arguments do we say with people, when we have an argument with them, we somehow portray ourselves as this paragons of virtue, and everything we do stems from all the right reasons, and they are arrogant and they are inconsiderate, and we somehow very quick to attribute their actions not to what they have done, but to who they are as a person. They are arrogant people. They are dismissive people. They are inconsiderate people, as opposed to saying, I felt that their behavior in this case was dismissive. We very quickly take a legitimate concern and dislike for behavior which offends us to a delegitimizing of the person, their value system, and their characteristics, and we have to be so careful. And I say, in conclusion, the very famous words of Rabbi Cook, the great founding chief rabbi of the chief rabbinate of pre-state Israel, the Rabbanut HaRashit, said these very powerful words: just as the temple was destroyed because of baseless hatred, it will be rebuilt because of baseless love. Just as we found every impossible cause to attribute to others negatively, it will be rebuilt when we go out of our way to baselessly, without a cause, to love people for who they are and to find schut, to judge them favorably. To the more we search for God, we search for the godliness in others. The more we keep Torah, it's built in foundations of Derech Eretz. We disagree with people's views, but we never disagree and delegitimize them as people. And may we all indeed, throughout our lives, that the more we strive to live a life of godliness, may we always respect, appreciate the depth of the godliness in other human beings, the tselem Elokim in other human beings, because indeed encountering another human being is encountering a spark of the divine, and how we treat them, interface with them, and deal with them indeed reflects on the deepest values of what it means to be a human being and the deepest aspirations of the success of the Jewish people.